Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Everybody, thank you so much for downloading this week. I am so glad you guys are here listening to the show. On the show today, guys, I have a really cool topic that I want to talk about. I just want to encourage you guys in this. It's something that I think everybody deals with as a creative person, but also even for non-creative people, it is something that we all deal with. So we'll get to that in just a second. Before we start today, guys, I want to say thank you for downloading and subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher. It is free to download on both platforms and free to subscribe as well. Subscribing, if you don't know, is free. As I mentioned, first of all, it's the most important part. But it also guarantees that you guys will get the episodes automatically downloaded right to your phone or device of your choice, iPad, things like that, as soon as they are put out on the web. So if you don't want to miss anything, please download there and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. It's really easy to do. Just a really little subscribe button. If you're on Facebook or Twitter, I put up links there. Again, follow me on Facebook, The Creative Podcast. On Twitter, it's at The Creative Pod. And you can follow me personally at ALH Pro Photo. On the show, guys, the topic that I have to talk about today is criticism. How to deal with criticism from fans, family members, everything in between. We're going to talk about kind of how I deal with it and how I take it and use it for good. So first off, what is criticism? Well, criticism comes in different shapes and sizes and forms. Probably the criticism that we know the most is people saying, well, I don't like that, or this or that, you know, or that's not my favorite thing, you know, but really we need to look at why are they saying that. But also we need to look at who is saying the criticism, because it might be something as simple as they're just not somebody you need to listen to. You always really need to, with criticism, you need to think about where's it coming from, why is it coming from that person, and what can you do to change it. So first off, let's say, where's it coming from? The source of criticism. Where's the source for me? The source of criticism comes from people that are either slightly above me or slightly below me. Criticism also comes from people that are on your same level creatively. I like to kind of have people in every range around me that can actually help to guide me in my ventures as a creative person. So when I'm asking people, hey, like, what do you think about this? Do you like this music? Do you like this art? What have you? I try to ask different people because everybody has different opinions. And that's really what criticism is more. You know, if you look at a critic's view of a piece of art, it's going to be their opinion on that art. And that's something that we really need to think about when you're looking at criticism. It's not always fact. It's just an opinion. And it's just one person's opinion. But who's it come from? Whenever I'm asking people for their opinion on something, I'm like, hey, guys, what do you really think about this example? Let's say, you know, I sent Jonathan Sierra. You can follow him on Twitter at John Sierra. And he's actually a great, great graphic designer. Did the artwork for the podcast. I sent him an original draft of something I put together. And it was total garbage. And he was like, man, that's not good. He said it in a very nice way. But he's like, let me try to help you with something that's a lot better than that. So he actually came up with something that was fantastic, and I love the artwork I have now, and he did a fantastic job on it. But he was like, that's not, like, the text isn't modern. Either way, I had a really terrible piece of art that I was going to use until he stepped up and, you know, offered to help me out. But I asked him for help, and I looked to him because he's a source of information in that field that I'm not in. So He critiqued it and said, this is that, you need to fix this. But so he was like the person above me in artwork as far as graphic design. Another example is maybe with music. I actually have a buddy that is, you know, listens to a lot of music, and whenever I came up with the soundtrack to this podcast, the music you heard right at the very beginning, I actually sent it to 3 or 4 different people and said, hey, what do you think about this for the creative podcast? And everybody's like, yeah, it fits perfectly. It fits your personality. It really, you know, fits in with kind of the style of show you want to have. And so, again, but I asked people of different, like I asked musicians, I asked artists, I asked different people. So where the criticism comes from is very important. You really need to look at the source of your criticism. Now, sometimes people will just criticize you without you asking. Unsolicited criticism. And that's sometimes the hardest to deal with. You know, a lot of times you might especially like in reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, things like that. I've gotten one or two that have been like, hey, you need to stop saying and ah so much. You might need to edit your podcast, do some work to make your presentation a little bit better. So I've actually done that a lot over the last year. If you don't know, I've actually been podcasting for over a year now. Last February, I started podcasting with AOH Pro Radio, and now it has transitioned into what you're listening to now, the Creative Podcast. So it's really blossomed into something really, really nice, and I'm really glad that after 1 year, I'm saying hopefully a little bit less than I was last year at this time. And I've actually upgraded equipment, and I've done a lot of stuff over the last year to really help make the podcast better. But that was spurred from someone saying, hey, or unsolicited, this is that person's opinion. Now, that opinion I already knew. I already knew I was saying a lot, because when I first started podcasting, I said, you know what, I'm going to go back and I'm going to edit out every and it would take me, oh good lord, for a 20-minute episode, just me by myself, it would take an hour and a half to go back and edit out, because I would go in and slice out ums and ahs and fix the spacing, and it was terrible. So I took that criticism and I said, okay, I'm going to make myself better at doing this podcasting show, because I can't spend an hour and a half editing a 20-minute episode. That doesn't seem like a very efficient use of my time. So that person's criticism was good, but it was also, I had to overcome that. So the other thing, let's talk about the type of criticism. I know we said we have constructive criticism, but we also have like personal criticism. I usually have a pretty good filter and a ability to kind of block out personal criticism. When people are attacking me personally, I'm like, okay, just calm down over there. I usually don't take what they say too personally. I'm actually in a field in photography, and kind of the setup that I have, people are critiquing my work all the time, because I'm actually selling them the photos right back to them after I've taken them. So people are saying, well, I don't like that one, I'd like this one, this one's better, I don't like, the parents. And it's sometimes a little interesting, because sometimes they don't have any experience at all in photography, and it makes it kind of interesting to hear their opinion. Now, I'm not saying their opinion is not valid. It's just not as informed as some other opinions might be in a lot of cases. But it's what they like and it's what they enjoy. So it's one of those things that you really need to look out for. People's opinions of your work you could take personally. And some people don't think about that when they're giving you a critique. But think about it. Don't take it as a personal attack on you. If you do, you're just going to wear yourself out. And I promise it's going to cost you, and it's going to make you feel bad about your creativity, and you're not going to do it. So if people attack your work, like I said, don't think of it as a personal attack on you. It's not. They just don't like that piece of work. Now, if someone doesn't like all of your work, and there's not really a reason they shouldn't, or they can't come up with a good reason, like, why don't you like this photo? I don't like his eyes here. Okay, well, that's fine. We're like, I don't know, I just don't like it. Then, maybe, but not everyone meshes with every person in the entire world. There are people in the world that I just don't mesh with. I've met them before, and then I said, okay, thank you very much. I will talk to you, hopefully never. It happens. It's just the way it is. I'm not going to mesh with everyone. I try, but it's a two-way street. So with criticism, don't take it personally. Don't think of it as an attack on you. If you do, it's going to eat you alive, because every piece of criticism you get, you're like, well, I'm just a terrible person with this. It's just not going to work. But what I've done in the past is I look at, okay, what is this person saying? And okay, do they have a point? Do they not? And if they have a point, I'll look at it. And it's something that I can fix, I'll definitely fix it in the future. But that's the thing about creativity. Every time you create something, that it's done now. Okay. What am I going to do next? You have to go back and create something else. It's really important as a creative person to continue to move forward and continue to practice. Just like medicine, it's all trial and error. With creativity, it's the same thing. Again, I've been doing podcasting now for about a year. I haven't always done it the same way. I, have tried different ways of going about preparing shows, and I've actually went back and I've actually written out complete notes of everything I wanted to talk about, and even lines that I wanted to read, and that doesn't work for me as much. For me, I like to have my episode. I usually have an idea in mind. I'll think about it all morning. I usually get up by 9 something in the morning and go out, have some breakfast, go hang out at the mall for a little bit. I usually come back between 1 and 4 o'clock or so, and I'll sit down and, you know, all the idea I've been mulling over in my head all day, I'll sit down and just, you know, kind of give you what I'm doing now. I'd actually do the same thing today. Now, that comes from, you know, my own personal critique. That's another thing you have to think about. What are you picking apart and seeing? For me, when I go through and try to plan out everything I want to say in a podcast, it sounds really rehearsed, and you know, I want my podcast to sound professional, and I want the show to sound professional, but not at the expense of it sounding canned or generic or not genuine. I want to have I want it to sound genuine. I can't talk today. Maybe I should write out the things. But one of those things that I've done over the last year is say, okay, well, what do I want my personal style to be? And I went back and, you know, I've looked at other people's podcasts and listened to them, tried out a bunch of different things, and what can I glean from that to help educate me on what I'm doing? So I went through and said, okay, I'm doing this. I don't need to do that. So sometimes personal criticism is a really important thing to look at as well. With this episode, you know, I really want you guys to hear the positivity in what we're talking about. Criticism is sometimes considered a bad word, but it's not really a bad thing. It can be a bad thing if it's done incorrectly, but if it's done correctly and with the right intention and it comes to the right person, then I think it can be a very positive thing for you. Now, again, we first start talking about, you know, who does the criticism come from? If you're getting criticism from someone that has no idea about your field or industry, as I mentioned, like for me, parents of the children I just photographed, they'll sit down and say, okay, well, I like this one better, I like that one better. And I've actually learned that they have a pretty good opinion on their child because they're invested in that child. Does that make sense? So with that being said, even if someone's not part of the field that you're in, they can still have an informed, you know, flavor that they like about your creativity. And like again, not everything's going to mesh with everyone. So don't take it personally. I'm just kind of trying to wrap all these ideas together. It all connects. But with what we're talking about today, it's important to really, really understand where somebody's coming from. It's not always going to be apparent to you right at the moment, but don't freak out when someone says, I don't like that song, or I don't like that piece of art you just made. Okay, you have a chance to make another piece of art that they're going to love. You know, but don't just create things based on one person's opinion. Create things based on a wider view of the world. That's really one of the most important aspects of a creative person, is not just trying to cater to one taste. Now, with that being said, always be true to yourself. It's important that you're always true to who you are as an artist. We've talked a little bit about that before on past episodes, but really understanding who you are is really your first step in moving forward as an artist. You need to learn what inspires me, what really motivates me to create art. And again, listening just to one person's opinion and catering to that one person at all times will be detrimental to your creativity. So I challenge you, if you're listening to that one person all the time and not getting separate opinions and not listening to a lot of different people and taking all that in and processing it, you're doing yourself a disservice. And I really feel that it's important that you really branch out and understand, what could I do that will make my work even that much better? So with that being said, guys, I want to kind of wrap everything up today. I want to say thank you again for downloading on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere your podcasts are. You can find the show. It's at The Creative Podcast, of course. Follow me on Twitter at The Creative Pod. My personal Twitter is The Creative Podcast. Or I'm sorry, my personal Twitter is AOH Pro Photo. And of course, you can email the show questions, comments, concerns, anything that you have that you want to talk about. It's at thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Now it's all kind of wrapped up. I actually want to give you guys one quick update about my health. I don't know if you guys have known. If you're not on Twitter or anything like that, I actually posted that I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago. And I have to say that the doctor was rather disappointed, because she found nothing wrong with me. And that was awesome. She, you know, she was mentioned like, okay, I did this, I did blood work, I did this, I checked all that, and she couldn't find anything wrong with me, and she actually seemed surprised. I asked her, I'm like, were you surprised that nothing's wrong with me? She's like, actually, yes. The one thing that I do need to work on is my weight, and that's going to be something that I'm going to start working on in the next few days and months and years. I got to bring that down quite a bit to really be the most healthy person I can be. So if you guys have any tips on that, I would love to hear them. I know a lot of people out there that listen to this podcast have done some weight loss, and I appreciate any help or tips or anything at all, any encouragement, please let me know. That's going to be something that will probably be integrated into the podcast a little bit at some point, kind of like regular updates about that. Because, you know, how you feel on the inside and on the outside, it motivates you to create in a different way. So I'm hoping that feeling better about my body and my health is going to really help to make me a more creative person in the future. So I look forward to doing the podcast for years to come. And of course, I even told my wife that she stuck with me for about 70 more years. So she was really excited about that. either way, guys, I just want to let you guys know I'm very, very happy that you're here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continued support. It's been an honor doing this for you guys already, and I look forward to doing it even more in the future. And again, don't let criticism get you down. It's not made to hurt you. It's made to help you. All right. Honestly, if you have some work that you want me to listen to or look at or anything like that, I would love to give you some criticism, not in a bad way, constructive criticism. So again, send me anything over that you have to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter @thecreativepod. My own personal Twitter is ALHProPhoto on Twitter. Of course, anything that you have, please let me know. And also, when you're sharing the show, please use the #TheCreativePodcast. It will really help for me to be able to see all those different hashtags that people are using and let me know that you guys are supporting. And I would love to give you guys a shout out on the show. Without further ado, guys, I will let you go until next week, and have a great, great afternoon. Thanks. Have a good day.